Pleased right now to be joined once again, second time in 2 days, by the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. And the schedule is out, Coach. Your general thoughts as you look it over and digest it?
Well, you know, I'm still digesting it, but, you know, to open the year at home, I think is great for the fans in Cleveland. I think it's great for our team. And then be able to do it against a team and a coach and an organization that I have such great respect for. I think it'll be a great test. I'm looking forward to the challenge that the season is going to bring. As I look through the schedule, I see our division games are spread out throughout the year. You know, and we really, other than the one Thursday game, we'll be playing every Sunday you can find us. So.
Of course, mostly 1 o'clock starts, except for the Thursday nighter, and then the 4 o'clock starts in Oakland, and when you play at Denver. But the interesting thing you mentioned too is it looks like it's a very balanced schedule. It looks like you don't run into too many circumstances where the games are triple headers on the road or something that from a travel standpoint that looks too onerous. It looks pretty balanced from the way it's spread out.
Yeah, when you look at the amount of traveling that we're going to do, that's the case. But as we know, every opponent is tough.
Yeah.
And so when it comes down to playing the game, we really don't quite care where we play teams. We feel as though every team we play next year is going to be a challenge. So from that standpoint, we don't have to do a whole bunch of traveling, especially early in the year. And, you know, most of our longer trips will come after the bye.
Now, Coach, you mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles as the opener, and for a couple of reasons, I think it's very interesting. I mean, even beyond the fact that it's the opener, and that always makes it interesting. But one, it is about you, the student, going up against the teacher and Andy Reid. How kind of cool is that? It'll be an angle that's going to get a lot of play as we get closer to it. But as you look at it now, just opening up the year and facing, and I know you faced him in the preseason last year, but to face to start the 2012 season against his team, what extra meaning does that carry for you?
Well, I think it's always fun to play against teams where you used to coach. And I obviously learned a great deal about this profession from Andy Reid and my work there in Philadelphia. I think about it often. And so we have a lot of connections to Philadelphia. Tom Heckert, obviously myself, a lot of the guys in scouting. Tom, the John, and the John.
Yeah.
And so we have some trainers and players and Brad Childress, you know, so there's a lot of connections there with the Philadelphia Eagles, and it was a great place to learn about this profession. And so to play them in that regime and that organization, it'll be fun. I think what happens is you get a chance to see some of the people that you worked with for so long, but yet when the game starts, obviously, yeah, it's time to do whatever you can to win the game.
And the other interesting element of this is that your third preseason game, Friday, August 24th, is against the Eagles at Cleveland Browns Stadium. The third game is usually that one where you're really, we call it the tune-up game, the one that really is getting you ready for the regular season. Because the opponent is the Eagles, because it's your season opening opponent as well, will that influence in any way how you approach that third preseason game? Will it make it any different because you're going to be playing that team a couple of weeks later in your home opener?
Well, this happens once in a while where you'll play a team in the preseason that you'll play during the season. And so, you know, you typically you'll lay off some of the scheme or new things that you might do. We'll play our players, and I'm sure Andy will do the same. And, you know, we'll get our guys as ready as we can be to start the season. It just so happens we're going to play the Eagles first.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Other interesting notes about the schedule: 3 division opponents in your first 6 weeks, and two of those games are against the Bengals. It just, I guess, emphasizes how important those division games are and how important it will be to deal with them early in the season.
Well, it'll obviously be different than this year where we played most of our division opponents at the end of the year.
This past season,
yeah. So, you know, that'll be a little bit different. But again, you take these games one game at a time. You know, your preparation each week is for that opponent, and every opponent can beat you. And so you got to do what you can to win each game and then add them up at the end. And I think that's the approach that I think more than most coaches, probably all coaches, take. And it's always fun, though, to see, you know, at least when you're going to be playing the games. And I think that's part of when the excitement when the schedule comes out. So we'll get ready to play the games one at a time. It sounds cliche. It sounds probably boring. But that's the reality of it.
Sure. You have to keep that focus and try to get your team, your players, to maintain that approach, not looking too far down the road and getting distracted.
No question. You try to win each game, and you got to do what you can to get that done.
Based on last year's record, it's a tough schedule, certainly, and it is noteworthy that of your first six games, you got four of them that are against teams that were in the playoffs last season, and one of them, of course, is the defending Super Bowl champs, the Giants. As a just a general theme, I would guess that that's something you can play on with your players and with your team leading up to it, that this is a good, challenging schedule overall. I mean, this is, you got to be at your best to handle these opponents.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, but our guys are very professional. They know how to prepare for each opponent. And I don't think you, as a coach, talk about playing up or down. But when you're playing teams that have won as many games as these teams have won in the last few years, our guys will be ready to go.
And what does it matter, or it doesn't matter? Last year, your bye week fell in week 5. This year, it falls in week 10. Again, I know it's the hand you're dealt, but what does that mean for you from a – just from any standpoint that your bye falls on the week 10, which is November 11th, that Sunday?
Well, I think when you look at your bye week, if you use it the right way, by that time of the year, there's a chance we may have a few guys banged up, and that'll allow them to get healthy for the last stretch of games. And so having a later bye sometimes is good. If you're a team that gets your guys banged up, and you never know, earlier in the year, then it's good to have the bye earlier. So, you know, we'll see. And it's always better to evaluate the bye after the season. I think it came in a good time for us this past year.
Right.
But I'm not going to read too much into that.
Any strategical changes do you anticipate making with travel? Because a year ago, one of the things you did, like on the West Coast trips, you would leave on a Friday mm-hmm. to get guys acclimated to the time change. Do you see yourself maintaining that? I know you have a trip to Oakland, and then I think Denver's on the other real far trip. Have you locked those plans in yet?
Well, typically, if we travel three time zones, we'll go 2 days ahead. So that'll be the same for Oakland. With Denver being mountain time, we'll just travel the day before. So
okay. There'll
be no changes there. The only real scheduling deal is when you play Thursday night games, because that really drastically changes your preparation, because you're short days. And so
right.
I think that's the big challenge. And we'll be able to do that early in the year. So we'll be able to get that done.
Yeah, and that falls on Thursday, September 27th, 4 days after you play the Bills at home on the 23rd. And the 27th, you travel to Baltimore. So
right. There's
your – okay. Well, Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you soon down the line.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Is Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.